Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive from the Mattress Advisory. Before we jump in today, just a quick heads up. If you're thinking about a new mattress, maybe check out the links with this discussion. There could be a nice exclusive discount there related to what we're exploring today. Just saying.
Definitely worth a look. So today, we're really digging into the 100-night trial period that comes with the Helix Desk Luxe mattress. We've been looking at the info from Mattress Advisory, and well, if you're in the market, especially if you want that kind of medium firm support, but still, you know, luxurious, this is for you.
Yeah. Finding that balance.
Exactly. Our goal here is just to break down what this trial actually means. Like, what can you really expect?
Okay, so the Helix Desk Luxe, we know it's pitched as premium, right? Aimed it back to stomach sleepers, people wanting medium firm. And it have this pillow top, sounds comfy, and also zoned lumbar support. Let's talk about that zone support for a sec. What did that feel like?
That's a really good question. So zoned lumbar support basically means the middle third of the mattress right under your lower back and hips is actually firmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it gives you more targeted support where most people carry more weight. It helps keep your spine aligned, prevents that hammocky sagging feeling you can get sometimes.
Right. So it's not just one uniform block of foam. Mm-hmm. It's engineered.
Precisely. It's designed for better ergonomics while you sleep.
Okay. Interesting. So you decide, yes, I want to try this. And the doorbell rings. Big box arrives. What's that initial setup like?
Well, it's pretty standard for these bed-in-a-box types. It comes compressed, rolled up tight. You got to lug it into the bedroom, carefully cut away the plastic, careful not to nick the mattress itself.
Oh, yeah. Good tip.
Then you unroll it onto your bed frame, and here's the key part. You need to let it expand. It needs time to breathe and regain its full shape. Usually, they say 24 to 48 hours.
So don't judge it straight out of the plastic wrap.
Definitely not. It won't feel right immediately. And for folks who maybe don't want to wrestle with it, Helix does offer an in-home setup service as an option.
Ah, handy. Okay, so it's expanded. It's looking like a mattress. You lie down that first night. Is it love it for sleep, or is there like a break-in period?
That's crucial to manage expectations. Almost always there's an adjustment period. Think about it. Your body is used to your old mattress, whatever its condition.
Yeah, even if it was terrible.
Right. Your muscles are kind of set in that pattern. The Desk Luxe, with its specific support, especially that zoned lumbar, it's guiding your body into potentially better alignment. That can feel different initially, maybe even a little awkward as your muscles adapt.
So how long does it usually take?
Helix actually recommends giving it a solid 30 nights, a full month.
A whole month, okay.
Yeah, to really let your body settle in and feel the benefits. It's a bit like breaking in a new pair of really supportive running shoes. They feel different at first, maybe stiff.
Yeah, I get that.
But eventually, they provide much better support than your old worn-out pair. Same idea.
Okay, 30 nights minimum. So during that trial, those 100 nights, what should someone be really paying attention to figure out if this is the one?
Good question. You want to tune in to how your body feels, especially waking up. Notice your back, your hips. Do you feel aligned, less achy than before?
Kind of track the changes.
Exactly. And notice the comfort layers. That pillow top is giving you that plush feel you wanted, but without feeling like you're sinking into quicksand. And temperature, that's a big one for many people. The Glaciotex cooling cover is supposed to help with that. Are you sleeping hot or does it feel pretty neutral?
Right, the cooling aspect.
Yeah, real user feedback often points to those things. The alignment, the comfort support balance, and the temperature as the make or break factors.
Okay, let's play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
You've done the 30 nights, you're maybe at night 60 or 70, and you're thinking, you know what, maybe this isn't quite right for me. Mm-hmm. What then? Is it a huge pain to return?
That's really where the value of the trial shines. Helix aims for a pretty hassle-free return process within those 100 nights. You just need to contact their customer service team, let them know it's not working out.
And they sort it out.
They coordinate a pickup. Someone will come get the mattress from your home. And importantly, it's free.
Free pickup. That's good.
Yeah, no cost to you within that trial window. And it doesn't matter why you're returning. It could be support, comfort feel, maybe it slept too warm for you, whatever. It's designed to be low risk for the customer.
Takes the pressure off, for sure. Okay, so that covers the trial. But
yeah.
Mattresses are an investment. What about long term? What happens after the 100 nights?
Right, good point. After the trial, you're covered by a 15-year limited warranty.
15 years. Okay, what does limited mean in this context?
It primarily covers manufacturing defects.
Mm-hmm.
Things like excessive sagging or body impressions that are deeper than 1 inch, assuming you've used proper support.
Ah, proper support. That sounds like the fine print bit.
Well, yeah, it's important. You need to have the mattress on a solid foundation, like a platform bed, a base with slats close enough together, or an adjustable frame. Using an old sagging box spring could actually damage the mattress and potentially void that warranty.
Makes sense. Anything else that could void it?
Yeah, stains and spills are a big one. Liquid damage can compromise the materials inside, so using a mattress protector, highly recommended. It's just smart protection for your investment.
Good advice. Protector is key.
Oh, and one more thing. The Dusk Luxe is a one-sided mattress. You don't flip it. You can rotate it head to foot if you want, but don't flip it over.
Got it. No flipping.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got this generous trial, the long warranty. Any tips for someone going through the trial to really make the most of it?
Definitely. First, like we said, commit to sleeping on it for at least those 30 nights. Give your body that real chance to adapt.
Patience.
Patience, yes. Second, maybe keep a small sleep diary. Just jot down how you feel each morning. Better, worse, same. Any specific aches, it helps you track objectively.
Oh, that's clever.
And third, don't be shy about reaching out to Helix support during the trial. If you have questions, concerns, maybe you're wondering if you need a topper or something, ask them. They're there to help you figure it out.
And what's that support experience generally like during the trial?
They make themselves pretty available, usually phone, email, live chat options. You can ask about the mattress itself, setup questions, your sleep experience. They might even offer some personalized sleep tips. And of course, if you do decide to return it, they'll guide you through that process smoothly.
Okay. Now, Helix has a few different mattresses, right? Especially in this luxe category. How does the Dusk Luxe compare to, say, other luxe models? Just for context.
Yeah, good question. The Lux line all shares some core premium features, that zoned lumbar support we talked about, the pillow top, the GlacierTex cooling cover.
They all have those base features.
Right. The main difference really comes down to firmness and feel, targeted at different sleepers. So you have the Sunset Lux, which is softer, often better for side sleepers who need more give around the shoulders and hips.
Okay, softer.
Then there's the Midnight Lux, which is often called their most popular. It's a true medium, kind of aims for the middle ground, good for combination sleepers.
The all-rounder.
Sorta, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the Twilight Lux, which is firmer than the Dusk Lux. That one's geared towards back and stomach sleepers who really want or need that extra level of firm support.
So Dusk Lux is kind of medium firm, leaning slightly towards firm, but not the firmest.
Exactly. It sits in that balanced medium firm spot, a step up in firmness from the Midnight, but not as firm as the Twilight.
Gotcha. Okay, so if we were to like nail down the absolute key takeaways for someone considering the Dusk Lux trial, what would they be?
Okay, top three things maybe. One, that 100-night trial is your safety net. Use it fully, give it at least 30 days. It lets you decide risk-free in your own home.
Right. Number one, the trial.
Two, the 15-year warranty offers long-term protection against defects, but you need to use proper support, a good foundation, and protect it from spills.
Okay. Warranty needs care.
And three, it's a one-sided mattress. Don't flip it. Rotate it if you like, but no flipping.
Simple enough. Trial, warranty care, no flipping. Got it. Let's hit some quick-fire questions people often ask. Firmness, we said medium firm, like a 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's generally the consensus, a balanced medium firm feel.
Good for side sleepers, you mentioned, even though it's medium firm.
Yes, often recommended for them because it still has enough contouring from the pillow top and foams to cushion pressure points, but the zone support keeps the spine aligned.
Break-in period.
About 2 to 4 weeks is typical for the materials to soften slightly and conform to your body.
Back pain potential. Could it help?
Many people find relief with supportive mattresses like this, thanks to the alignment. But, you know, it's very individual. Someone significantly heavier might actually need the Helix Plus model for adequate support. Results vary.
Fair enough. What about couples? Motion isolation.
Generally gets good marks for motion isolation. The foam layers absorb movement pretty well, so you're less likely to feel your partner tossing and turning.
Weight limit.
Usually around 250, maybe 300 pounds per sleeper is the recommendation. Above that, again, Helix Plus or Plus Lux is probably the better direction.
Can you try it in a store?
Typically, no. Helix is primarily direct to consumer online, which makes that 100-night trial even more important.
Right. The trial is the showroom, basically.
Exactly.
Warranty length, it says 15-year limited. Is that it?
Yes. 15 years for the original purchaser against those specified manufacturing defects.
Does it sleep cool? You mentioned the cover.
It's designed to sleep cooler than traditional memory foam,
Yeah.
yes. The GlacierTex cover is specifically for drawing heat away.
And, the price. What's the ballpark for, say, a queen?
You're typically looking somewhere in the maybe $599 to $2,099 range for a Queen Dusk Luxe.
Oh.
But definitely keep an eye out for sales and discounts. Helix runs them pretty often.
Right, always check for deals.
Yeah.
And they probably offer financing.
Yes, financing options are usually available too.
Okay, that covers a lot. It really does sound like Helix has structured this trial period to, well, take away a lot of the anxiety that comes with buying something so personal and so important online.
That's the idea. Choosing a mattress is a big decision,
yeah.
Affects your daily life. Having over 3 months to really live with it, sleep on it night after night in your own environment, that's significant.
It really is.
Absolutely. So we really hope this deep dive has shed some light on what that Helix Dusk Luxe trial entails. It's all about giving you the information you need to find that perfect comfort and support for, hopefully, many years of great sleep.
Couldn't agree more. And hey, one last time, if the Helix Dusk Luxe is sounding like a potential winner for you, do check out those links associated with our discussion today. You might just find that exclusive discount waiting. Thanks for diving deep with us again on the Mattress Advisory.